This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The Women's World Cup starts in 2 days, and to say nothing of FIFA corruption arrests and allegations, there's been a lot of attention around the event, both in the real world and in the gaming world. EA Sports recently announced a version of its FIFA soccer video game franchise, and for the first time, some of the characters are women. Some might say it's a long time coming. Others might point to new interest in women's soccer. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports.
Fernanda Chabarum grew up in Brazil playing soccer and soccer video games.
I think the first game that I played was the World Cup 98.
Which means she's played video game soccer for 17 years. And the number of times she's controlled a player of her own gender?
None. It was kind of difficult not having anything to relate to.
Which is why she started a petition back in 2012, which Electronic Arts is finally answering by adding a dozen female teams to FIFA 16. Why now?
FIFA represents like a quarter of Electronic Arts' profits.
Video game designer Ian Bogost thinks fundamentally they just want to sell more games. But seeing women as potential gamers is a shift from what he calls a kind of dark ages.
Games really deeply re-entrenched themselves as a medium for men, for adolescent boys, and one that was meant to represent their fantasies. And so we're coming out of that, perhaps.
He thinks the timing is right now to put women in sports games of all kinds. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.